Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today, we dishing you all the entertainment and celebrity news you've been waiting for. But first, let's check in with our Los Angeles family. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, what's up? Is that Sherry, my girl Sherry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, girl, you still kicking with us? We ain't scared you off yet.
Not yet. Almost.
Y'all, so later there are two Dish Nation competitions today. First, the ATL crew will go head-to-head in our very first Dish Nation cook-off. And then the LA crew will play a game called You Ain't Got No EGOT. But first, Headcrack, what's happening?
All right, well, Thanksgiving is less than 24 hours away, so I thought it would be cool to kick the show off with some positive family vibes.
Yeah.
This week, Carmelo Anthony was balling. He helped lead his new team, the Portland Trail Blazers, in a 23-point victory against the Chicago Bulls with a final score of 117-94.
Wow.
But this wasn't just any game for the NBA vet. He made history by scoring 25 points and surpassing former athlete Alex Inglis for 18th place on the NBA's career scoring list.
So pick up
Nice.
Puerto Rico.
Well, surprisingly, his estranged wife, Lala Anthony, showed up courtside to cheer him on. And to help celebrate the victory, she FaceTimed their son, Cayenne, for the sidelines so he could be a part of the moment.
You know what? That's
so sweet.
That's a true ride or die right there.
I like Lala and Carmella. Yeah. I really secretly want them to get back together.
Yeah,
me too. They're so wonderful together.
So when asked about the FaceTime phone call, Lala said, "My son always wants to feel like he's here. Mm-hmm. He misses his dad a lot. I was filming up the block, so I came here and just wanted my son to feel like he was a part of the moment. I FaceTimed him so he could see his dad, and he just was excited because his dad had such a great game tonight." For anybody who's separated, though, is there a life event that is big enough to where you would FaceTime your ex?
Any damn life event. If you got a child with somebody and y'all are co-parenting, that's why I say she a writer, because you got to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
It don't matter. She's probably told people, that said, I got to go. Baby daddy calling. My baby got something he want to do. You got to make it happen.
So you would FaceTime Dennis and hand the phone to PJ?
Yes, literally.
A badly shot FaceTime.
Okay, you guys. Tom Hanks is shocked that there's still people out there that don't recognize him. And I would be shocked, too. I mean, he ranks up there with, like, Barack Obama and Jesus Christ as far as
recognizability.
Moses.
Sure, okay.
But he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night, where they showed a clip of the new movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, where Tom Hanks plays the TV icon Mr. Rogers.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
And
said,
you know, who's the actor who is playing this role? And,
Nobody knew?
Nobody knew. Take a look.
What?
In A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, beloved children's TV show host Mr. Rogers is played by this beloved actor. The film opens Friday. That's Tom Hanks.
You are kidding me. You are kidding me. What? They didn't even have any wrong, you know. So then they got Bing, Woody Harrelson? No.
They were stunned.
Mahershala Ali? No, I'm sorry.
I think that is the ultimate compliment to an actor, that you can, that a person has no idea that is you.
I didn't know that was you.
Those three people had no idea.
Yeah. Has Tom Hanks ever done a role, because a lot of actors do that role where they transform. Gary Oldman is one of those. He can be in a movie and you're like, I have no idea.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
When she won Oscar. Monster.
Yes, I
know her.
Maybe, I mean, the makeup was good, but he kind of looks like
he just
Mr.
embodied
Rogers.
His entire personality, which
so now,
is very cool.
It's weird. I know what Mr. Rogers would look like if he was ever on a deserted island. Because I think those guys kind of look like, you know.
Tom Hanks looks like the castaway on Jimmy Kimmel.
He's taking off his shoes, talking to the volleyball.
Wilson!
Yeah!
Wilson!
That's why my career has never gone where I want it.
Yeah.
Because I won't take off my wig.
You gotta do it.
And they asked me one time, a director for a big movie. It was a huge movie. And they said, well, what's underneath the wig? I said, a weave. It's not happening.
What if we want to see the ludicrous braid?
No, you gotta marry me and divorce me.
I would marry you and stay with you.
I love my Chewy.
All right, you guys, it's time for Blasted Trashing. All right, so everybody remembers Orlando Brown from That's So Raven. Well, not so long ago, the actor turned rapper released a video for his single Coming to America, where he not only showed us his bars, he gave us some bars, he showed us his vocal range. Let's take a look at this. Let's check it out.
I can't believe you still think Stevie Wonder blind. Barry Gordy, my L.A. reading this prime time. He Matola, Fresh Prince in the summertime. Everybody won't come to America. So everybody coming to America. I live in America. America. Everybody coming to America. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yo, listen, if somebody don't give Orlando Brown the MTV Video Vanguard Award right now off this one video.
Who gave the cats the drugs?
Coming to America!
Oh, my God.
I liked it. No? Am I weird? I thought he did good.
And the tiger was mauling him to make it stop.
Okay, wait, are we blasting it or are we trashing
it? I'm trashing it.
You're trashing
it? I'm tearfully trashing it.
What's it even mean? I don't even know.
The singing was interesting, but the way the song starts out, like the first half of the video, he is rapping his ass off.
Yes, that's right.
And you didn't expect this from Orlando Brown because he's been kooky.
I don't know.
I wanted to see more of him sitting in the car looking like the daddy from Coming to America. That's he was letting Jesus use him, y'all, when he hit that note. America.
But you know what's going to suck?
That was good.
Later tonight, you're making dinner at home. I'm like, coming to America.
Oh, why am I saying that?
It's that earworm. Yeah,
that's how I go. According to this director-author, Mission Impossible may not be possible anymore for this actor.
Wait, what?
No, ironic.
I'm telling you, Lee Child,
okay,
who is the
author.
Who is the author of the Jack Reacher novels, which are really good.
I love them, read
those
them all.
And Tom Cruise plays Jack Reacher.
That should not be.
Well, I love him in the Jack Reacher movies, yes, and Mission Impossible. But Lee Child is saying that Tom Cruise should hang up his stunt-making capabilities and hang up being an actor on these particular movies, these action films. He feels Tom Cruise should now be a character actor because Tom Cruise is now 57 years old.
I happen to disagree.
He's not your regular 57-year-old.
He is our evil Knievel. We watch these movies just to see if he will live.
Here's why I didn't like him in the Jack Reacher, because I read all the novels. Jack Reacher is like 6'5", former, he's big.
Yeah, but he's also
Tom Cruise is 5'4".
Jack Reacher is also, he's that, but he's tired. He's world weary, which I think is
true.
Tom Cruise.
I think they're saying to do his own stunts. Like, you can be in the movie, but he's like always insist on doing. I want to really be the one hanging from the
airplane. Until his sciatica starts hurting and his knee starts popping, when you're in the movie, you say, "Is that his knee or was that just was that paper cracking?"
I was like, "Yo, Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible when he was hanging off the plane." I was like, "Yo, he did that.
Yes,
he really did that.
He used to do a lot of it. Now they need to bring on in the young Tom."
I mean, when you see them scaling it back, like his stunts are, he's jumping off a curb. Or like, you hopping over a fence. That's when you gotta slow it down. Like he's operating at his physical peak level, and he's doing good.
I don't mind another stunt double coming in, but just don't tell him he's too old to play the character.
You never ever tell a woman she's too old.
No, do not ever tell a woman she's too old to play a part. That happens all the time in Hollywood. You know what they told me? Somebody pitched me a TV show, and they're like, "I got the TV show for you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a grandmother." He ain't living no more. He just disappeared.
All right, y'all. Up next, Portia Headcrack and myself face off against each other in the first ever Dish Nation Cook-Off.
What?
And Master Chef winner Dorian Hunter joins us to judge. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Brad, you know what they say about sleep, right?
What do they say, HK?
Your attitude and ability to be happy and productive depends on your ability to get a good night's sleep.
I know that's right. Sometimes when I don't get a good night's sleep, I wake up irritated and groggy.
Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress.
Purple? Tell me more.
Well, the Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was actually developed by a rocket scientist. And it's not like the memory foam that I'm used to. It ends up giving you the zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. There's a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund backed by a 10-year warranty with free shipping and returns.
Okay, now I'm getting sleepy already. Where do I sign up?
You're gonna love Purple, Brat, and right now our viewers can get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they offer site-wide. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888.
DISH Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to DISH Nation.
What's up?
Now, today we're doing something a little bit different. Something special, if you will.
Yeah.
Today we're celebrating Thanksgiving with a DISH Nation cook-off of death.
Oh!
Now, we've seen some of Portia's very handsome plates online.
And you tasted it as well.
It was good.
That struggle chicken. It looked crazy, but it tastes amazing.
That struggle chicken had heart. We have Dorian Hunter, who was in the building now. She was the first black woman to win MasterChef, and
yes,
she's going to decide officially who takes home the crown.
Yay!
So now here's how it's going to work. We're not going to tell you who cooked what, but you will taste the dish, and you'll decide which one you like.
Okay.
So sweet.
I'll start with the greens and the cornbread first.
Okay, get on in now. Speak it to the mic.
Let's... Silly.
Oh, look at that face. That ain't no good face.
In mouth at the end.
She got a frown.
It tastes very familiar.
Oh.
And when you say familiar, like it came from a store or something?
No.
Very familiar.
Like a grandma. And that's a good thing, Head Craig. If you did do the greens, it's a good thing for them to taste like back home.
Excuse you.
Excuse you. Flavor.
Let's try the macaroni and cheese.
Oh, it looked dry.
Yeah.
She put the hand up there. She ain't dropping nothing.
Ooh, she crunchy. It's crunchy.
The salmon. Let's try it.
It's probably good, though.
The salmon is really good. It goes really good with
together.
Together with the macaroni and cheese.
That's what he said on MasterChef too.
It accents it very well.
Oh, this is so fun!
This is so too
much. It's cool to get like that kind of input from someone who does this for a living.
Let's taste the This looks like banana pudding.
That looks familiar, doesn't it?
It doesn't look like it's banana pudding, but I mean, it has vanilla wafers on it.
It looks like a
some type of custard.
A little too fluffy.
It is a little too fluffy for it to be southern banana pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think.
Let's do it.
Out of all of those,
out of all three, the one that, to me, reigns the most original would be the salmon and macaroni and cheese. So I think that's the winner. Who made the salmon and macaroni and cheese?
It's your boy. And I wish you could have had it as soon as it came out the oven originally.
Right.
Because, like, so you get the crown.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
Well, let me just say that that banana pudding was sent personally and made for the DISH Nation family by Miss Patti LaBelle herself, darling.
Well, check this out. I cook better than Patti LaBelle.
She said it, A.T. That's her banana pudding.
And can I say something? By way of Walmart, you can continue.
By way of A.J. Cafe, it's getting great.
Yo, Chef Dorian, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
And if people want to follow you, where do they go?
Chef D1 Southern Beauty on Instagram.
Come here. Yes.
I know, me too.
Chef Dorian.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Are you too busy for the spa? Why not get a luxurious massage right in the comfort of your own home? This massage pillow with heat lets you enjoy a fantastic massage anytime, anywhere. Plus, it's perfectly sized for neck, lower back, and legs with selectable heat that helps further relax muscles.
Oh, I could use this right now, Head Crack. Tell me more.
Well, Brad, the ergonomic construction fits perfectly in the small of your back or neck while its 4 deep kneading rotating nodes work wonders to relieve aches, knots, and muscle tension. And the stretchy strap secures the massager to a chair or a car seat.
Okay, I'm so. How much?
Well, the rock-solid Shiatsu massage pillow usually has been seen as high as $90, but for the DISH Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Oh, wow. Okay.
Just go to MorningSave.com and say DISH Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. After the break, it's game time. Let's see how Sherry does on her first ever Dish Nation game when she faces Heidi and Chewy. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yeah. Did you guys know that we have an Emmy winner in the room with us?
Yes.
Oh,
right here. Right? Thank you.
Yes.
It's Sherry Shepherd.
Best talk show for The View in
2009. Yes,
nice. And where do you keep it at home?
I normally keep my wigs on there.
Okay.
Nice. They're very pointy, so I don't want them to hurt you.
All right, love it.
Nice. Now, not many people have won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, otherwise known as an EGOT. John Legend, he's got an EGOT.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Moreno and Whoopi Goldberg are among the very few who have earned such an honor. But there are some stars who are just one award away from getting that
okay.
EGOT.
Who is
so
that?
So I thought we'd play a little game called...
You ain't got no EGOT!
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
You disappeared so much into Whoopi, I didn't even know what I'm telling.
All right, here we go. I'll give you a clue and tell you what award they're missing, and you have to guess the star. The first one, just yell out the name.
Okay, got it.
This lady has been tearing down fences, winning 2 Tonys, 1 Emmy. Okay, what do you got?
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis!
Damn it! Yeah. That's it! That's it! That's it!
Boom!
All right, let's go.
Here's question number 2. This actress has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. So she only needs an Oscar. She tried to rule New York, but it turned out to be too much sex for the city.
Sarah Jessica Parker!
No.
No.
Kristen Chenoweth, no.
No.
Oh my God.
Okay, she's redheaded.
Oh!
What is this?
Oprah? Cynthia Nixon!
Oprah doesn't have Cynthia Nixon!
Sherry won, Heidi won.
All right,
Chewy.
Zero. This singer has an Oscar, a Tony, and 6 Grammys.
Oh, wow.
So it would only take an Emmy to rocket this man to EGOT.
Elton
status.
John!
Elton John!
Elton John!
Don't do the Heidi I won dance. Yeah.
There you go.
This singer and actress has 3 Grammys, 3 Emmys, and a Tony beneath her wings. So an Oscar.
I said it first. Chewy.
Yeah, nice.
All right, this lady has won an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Grammy. So a Tony would make her feel like the king of the world.
Kate Winslet.
Let's go.
So now we're at the final question, worth 5 points. Oh. So listen close. This gender-bending performer has won a Grammy, an Emmy, and a Tony, so he can't wait to pose with a...
Billy Porter! Heidi wins! All right, Heidi, I don't have a
Grammy or an Oscar or a Tony for you, but I do have this old soccer trophy.
Yeah. I'll take it. Jehovah. Without Jehovah, none of this is possible. And of course, I want to thank all of my fans, the people who are out there watching, who are rooting for me today.
Somebody play the music.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all, this next story is for all my vegans out there. An anonymous vegan shared a post on Facebook about having her mom staying over and discovering her mom frying bacon in the kitchen one morning. Lord have mercy.
That's
mama.
Get over.
She expressed how mad she was because as a vegan, she refuses to eat any animal-based products. Fellow vegans reacted, suggesting that she tells her mother to leave the house and ask her to stop doing that, while others said, be nice, have a conversation, and move on. What should she do, y'all? It's her mom.
But here's the thing, like, you can't force your mom into doing what you do just because you're doing it. Like, if mom like bacon for breakfast, so be it.
Is this girl white or black? Because, see, my black mama, the way she's set up, when she get to your house, she cooking what the hell she want to cook.
I almost feel like this woman would have to be black because the mom will definitely do what she want to do in the house.
Yes.
New vegans almost have no race at that point.
Right.
Because they're all in, like, the little vegan path, right, and they feel like everybody should be on their path.
When I was vegan, I mostly tried to go visit my mama because I already knew if she was coming to my house to cook, she going to cook the hog maw, the fat back, pig ears, pork. When that bacon smell hits you, it smells so good.
I don't give a damn how long you been vegan. Yeah. Across, like the cartoons.
It'll wake your ass up.
It do make you hungry.
It will wake you up.
I wish everything smelled like bacon.
I know. Yeah. That's why I'm not vegan no more. Damn, bacon. Damn. They need a bacon nail polish.
Not like the chicken nail polish.
Yes.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.